Welcome back to the Jolynn Thomas Show here on this Thought Leader Thursday, right here on KID News Radio 106.3 and 92.1. And a big reminder, we are holding a sleeping bag drive. This is going to help the Idaho Falls Rescue Mission continue doing the good work that they're doing. During those winter months, the need really jumps, and they cannot fit everybody in the shelter. So instead of just turning them away, they give them a sleeping bag and some food. So this sleeping bag drive is going to help make sure that there are enough sleeping bags so that nobody gets left completely out in the cold. You can bring those donations to the Rich Broadcasting headquarters, and we will make sure that the Idaho Falls Rescue Mission gets those. And of course, all the details are on our Facebook page. Joining me in studio right now is Chris, and Chris is going to weigh in on the hot topics of the day. And one of those hot topics today stems from that writer's poll that I talked to you a little bit about earlier. So according to that poll, 50% of Biden supporters described their vote as being against Donald Trump rather than being for Joe Biden, and only 38% said that they were actually voting to support President Biden. So pretty interesting there, Chris. I think this poll kind of indicates how divided we are. And I don't know about you, but to me, to throw your vote away just to keep somebody else out, I don't think that's really proactive.
No, I would agree. Most of the time, I would say that we need to vote for principles, but on the other side of that, sometimes voting against something is voting for your principles too. So, you know, in light of that, I think the back history on that is they didn't feel represented, mm-hmm. and they were looking for a way out. That, you know, it's running from something instead of running to something, and historically speaking, that gets you nowhere.
Right.
We have a nation, as a nation, I think, really fundamentally believe in the same principles. We love each other, we care about each other, we try to serve each other. Right now, we don't seem to have a lot of representatives that are in tune with that and are representing that general foundation. You know, Biden wasn't necessarily what everybody wanted, but they didn't want Donald Trump.
So they took that other approach. You know, Chris, you are on to something that I talk a lot about, and that is the fact that there are certain issues that are not partisan, and yet we sometimes try to make those partisan issues. There are issues that are just human issues, and it's my hope that we can get to a place where we recognize we have a lot in common. There are differences of opinion, but I think a good starting place is to try to focus on some of that common ground. Because I think we all want America to succeed. We just maybe have different ideas about how that's going to happen.
Sure. Yeah, just like every family runs at home differently. Everybody, mm-hmm. the individual stands out here. That's what makes us a whole. And it seems to me that much of what has transpired has created a tribe mentality that is pushing people one direction or another. And as long as we stay with our tribe, then we're going to flow with our tribe. We haven't stood up, I think, as individuals for our own principles for a long time. And until we do that, we're going to let somebody else tell us what's right and wrong.
So true.
In regards to that division there, I'm not sure how somebody, I mean, that's the great question. How do we resolve those differences? Because everybody's being told what to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And those things that we're told to focus on distract us from the real problems and or the solutions in this case. We're blessed. We live in an amazing community.
We do.
And by and large, the people here take care of each other. Your previous ad, you know, let's get sleeping bags and help mm-hmm. people and keep them warm. The community is coming together and doing things to serve each other. What greater calling is there than to serve each other? I think that's what's been lost in a lot of it. We're not taking that as our lead. We're taking, oh, we've got to worry about these hot topics that are constantly presented to us over and over again that emotionally drive us in one direction or another, while we sincerely believe we should be doing these other things, but our time is eaten up.
Right. It's that distraction that you were talking about. It's kind of hide the ball. Don't look over here. We want you to look here. And I think as individuals, we've got to take that step back and remember that humanity matters. And if we can bring humanity back to the equation, I think we're going to get some clarity on these other issues.
Sure. And I think you see that not just here in the States, but globally. There's been a big drive to bring people down to just another animal, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not. In my opinion, we were created in the image of our Creator.
Right.
Which, although we are biological entities, gives us a spirit, a soul, a greater purpose, and a conscience.
A conscience is so key right now.
Yes. And unless we serve our conscience, we're not serving that greater purpose, if you will. Every one of us is here for a purpose. We all have a reason. If we let the constant distractions continue to fill our minds, you are what you eat, then we're not paying attention to the things that are really important. And I've always thought these solutions aren't in Washington. And one of my greatest heroes is Ezra Taft Benson.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those things he said is, the Constitution will be saved, but not in Washington. And I garnered from that, it's going to be saved in the home, in the community, in your schools, in your school boards, in your counties, and it works its way up. The foundation is what builds the top. The top doesn't build the foundation. If we want good leadership, we have to first have good people starting from the bottom.
So true, Chris. It really does come down to building that strong foundation. We'll keep Chris in studio and continue after this.